Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing well. Good to see you. Obviously, we got a bounce-back game. This is obviously a great matchup for us. We didn't play well last Sunday. We didn't play well enough to win. We hurt our football team. That's been an emphasis for us all week. We're going to emphasize the positives. Obviously, we did some really good things, and we've done some good things all year. The first five games, we've been a big contributor on the wins, but we didn't do anything anywhere near enough to win last Sunday. And so that's been our emphasis, like I said, and we're going to get after these guys as best we can and hopefully help our team win this game Monday night.
When you have a resume through the first five games of playing well and helping the team, and then you have one like that, I mean, how do you treat it during the week? Is it a blip in the radar, or, I mean, how do you kind of balance?
Yeah, you know, it's I think like anything else, if you have something positive happen, you want to build on that. You've got a good foundation. Anything negative that happens, you need to correct it quickly and then kind of move on. And although we've been talking about, you know, the mistake that we made, I think the guys have moved on from it. And when you game plan for your next opponent, or you know that your opponent's watching that tape, you've got to prepare for the things that hurt you. And we need to take away the things that hurt us and kind of move on from there, if that makes sense.
Can you describe the breakdown in the kickoff return?
You know, we just didn't execute. They blocked it very well. They executed it. We didn't. It was a good kick because we wanted to challenge our kickoff return team. If you notice, they didn't challenge ours. They kicked it out of the end zone. I guess they were worried about our return game. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I don't blame them. Maybe I'm too competitive. Maybe I don't know if I'm cocky or arrogant or whatever, but I do believe in our kickoff team. I think we're better than we showed last Sunday. And going forward, I don't want to be the type of guy that's just going to kick touchbacks all the time. So we're going to, you know, challenge our guys to get better, to improve, and we need to move on from there.
So like that's a cognizant decision to kick it a little bit shorter to try and pin them down deeper then instead of kicking it out of the back of the end zone?
Usually, yeah. When we do kick it short, it's obviously to get a tackle inside the 20, and we've only had two of those this year. Now, we haven't had a ton of opportunities in terms of we have some kicks, some touchbacks as well. But, you know, going forward, I think we want to be an aggressive football team, and we are aggressive. We're not going to coach scared, and I've never coached scared, and I'm not going to do it. And you know, if we don't cover kicks better, then the head coach is going to say, hey, kick them out of the end zone when you can. And obviously I've got to do that. We've got to do that. But you know, we're an aggressive football team. We want to challenge people whenever we can because I think we're pretty good, but we can't make mistakes like that and hurt our football team.
Like, what has allowed the Eagles to be a consistent threat in the return game? I mean, I think you guys and the Eagles have, you know, since 2011 have led the league in special teams.
Well, I think they have good players. They play hard. They believe that they're going to score every time they go out there, just like our guys do. And they're well coached. They do a really good job. They have good schemes. They keep people off balance, and they're a good football team.
I think they're the only team that has returned a kickoff for a touchdown, unless another team did it. Going into the week, they had been, and now they have two. Just league-wide, are you surprised to see the kickoff return touchdowns are down, or is this kind of what you anticipated?
No, I thought it'd be like usual. You know, I know teams are. I think there are more returns this year. So if you have more returns, you should have more touchdowns. But it has been unusual. They've been pretty good kickoff coverage for the most part all year long.
How do the higher directional kicks kind of affect the returner?
They affect everything. They affect the returner. They affect how you block. You know, that's what you got to prepare for. It makes the coverage team more aggressive in terms of squeezing to the ball and cuts the field in half.
What happened with Marcus and the one that he just dropped?
You know, I think what happened is he tweaked his wrist a little bit early on in the game, and I think when he tried to grab the ball, he didn't have the strength that he normally does. You know, we practice those all the time. It's called a Peter return. You know, we go, you know, Peter, the ball's on the ground, and we grab it and go. And, you know, that time of the game, I think it was 18-3. Early fourth quarter, maybe we have an opportunity to make a big play there, and he was trying to make a big play, which like he's done all year. So, you know, I wish he would have held on to it. Obviously, ball possession is the number one thing we talk about before and after every meeting that we have on punt return and kickoff return, for that matter. So it was a mistake that hopefully is a one-time deal for the year.
Like, what do you see from Chicago's returners? I mean, you kind of for years you worry about Hester going in there. Obviously, he's not there anymore. What do you see?
Thank goodness. Yeah, I think Thompson, number 14, is phenomenal. I mean, he's strong, he's fast, he's quick, he's got good vision. I think he's a very, very good kickoff returner. And Eddie Royal, whom I coached in Denver, has been their punt returner. I'm not sure if he's going to play, but you know, when Eddie's back there, he's always a threat to score. He's already got a touchdown this year.
How concerned are you with both Marcus and Cordero banged up this week?
You know, like anything else, like any other position, you the next man up. You know, we've got other guys that are trained to be the returners, and if they can't go, then someone else is going to be in their spot, and I'm going to expect them to do as good or you know just as good as Marcus and Cordero. You know, I think we're pretty good at across the board. We do have some talented guys that are backing them up.
Adam be the next guy at both spots, or
that remains to be seen. I don't want to give anything away to Chicago. You good? Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.